show.
Fool the orchestra, anyway. Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you. Last Christmas on this program, we presented a little Christmas story for children. That was a year ago, so now it's a tradition. This story was definitely for children, but we heard later that a number of grown-ups sneaked out of bed and listened. You know how parents are, kids, just when you think they're asleep. They come out of the bedroom with all kinds of excuses. They want a drink of water, or there's a tiger in the room. Blanket fell on the floor or something. So this year, just because it's Christmas Eve, we might as well let them stay up and listen. But parents, no snickering. Now, our story begins the day after Christmas, which you have to admit is an unusual day to begin a Christmas story. It's about two boys and a girl, little ones named Norman, Joey, and Jeannie. How old are they? Oh, about your age. And how old are you? I don't know. As the story begins, it's the day after Christmas. Norman is coming up the front walk to Joey's house, and he says...
Hi, Joey.
Hi, Norman. What presents have you got broken?
I forgot to tell you that Joey is sitting there looking at the ruins of an electric train, which it took a dozen graduate engineers to put together.
What you doing, Joey?
I'm trying to figure out how to put this train together again.
Who took it apart?
My father. What did you get for Christmas?
Oh, a sled and some skates and retro set.
Yeah? Well, what else?
Oh, the rest of it was just useful stuff.
Yeah, I got stuck with some of that, too.
Hello, Norman.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hello, Joey. Joey, why don't you say hello to Jeannie?
She's my sister.
Joey, Mama said you should come in and wash up for supper.
Oh, don't bother me. What a pest this sister is. I asked for a brother and I got you.
You better mind, or Santa Claus won't bring you anything for Christmas.
Ah, we just had Christmas, Smarty.
Smarty yourself, I mean next year.
Oh, you don't have to be good all year for one Christmas. I figure 2 weeks before Christmas is plenty.
You do so too have to be good all year.
Good all year for just one Christmas?
See, that doesn't sound fair.
Yeah, if you gotta be good every day on account of Christmas, then it ought to be Christmas every day. What do you think, Joey?
It ought to be, but it ain't. That's on account of they got the wrong people in charge of it.
Who, Joey?
Grown-ups.
Well, I can't blame Joey for wanting Christmas every day if he has to be good every day. And that's the way it looks to him as he sits down to supper with Jeannie, his father and mother, on the day after Christmas.
Joey, you aren't eating a thing. Pass your plate.
Oh, Mom, I don't like turkey hash.
Nonsense, son. It's delicious. No, thank you, Mother. I don't believe I'll have any.
Daddy, is it true that you have to be good all year for Santa Claus to come?
That's right, son.
Gee, the fella's got to spend all his time being good. It doesn't leave him time for anything else. Isn't that right, Daddy?
Huh? Oh, of course, Joey.
Father.
Oh, no, Joey, of course not. Whatever your mother says. Mother, would you hand me that newspaper, please?
Here you are, dear. I haven't seen it yet. What are the headlines?
Here's an interesting item. You remember that woman in Boston who left $50,000 to her cat last year?
Yes.
The cat just died and left it to another cat.
Well, that's sensible.
Here's an interesting item.
Read it, dear.
Now, the toothpick manufacturer's lobby arrived in Washington today. They will ask Senator Mushhead to introduce a bill doubling the price of toothpicks. They claim that both ends are being used. They've also introduced a new 8-inch toothpick. They call it the toothpick with a new look. The lobby also plans...
Daddy, what's a lobby?
Well, a lobby is a group of people who go to Washington to put pressure on congressmen so they'll pass a law.
Can they get any kind of a law passed?
Well, sometimes it seems that way.
Even if the president doesn't want it?
Especially.
Dad.
Yes?
How
How far is it to Washington?
The plot is not getting any thinner. Joey is getting an idea, and the first thing to do is to tell Norman.
Hey, Norman, we got to start a lobby.
Okay. What's a lobby?
Well, a lobby is when you go to Washington and tell a senator to pass a law.
Who does?
Anybody. Us, we could do it. We got rights just like people.
No kidding.
Sure. We just go to Washington and tell them to pass laws. No school, no washing for supper, no spankings, no running errands.
Well, they wouldn't pass all those laws.
Yeah.
But I know how you can get everything with just one law.
Yeah?
On Christmas, you don't go to school, you don't run errands, and you don't get spanked. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
So, you just get the senator to pass a law making every day Christmas.
Jiminy!
Santa Claus would come every day, too.
You suppose he would?
He'd have to if it was a law.
Jiminy!
So, the three children decide to go to Washington as the head of a children's lobby. They want to get a law passed making Christmas every day. And I predict they're going to get a lot of support, especially from Macy's and Gimbel's. They carry with them a petition signed by such leading American figures as Margaret O'Brien and Joel Kupperman. Joel was planning to go along, but he couldn't because of his regular radio commitment. Fortunate kid. And so... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break up the story. On to Washington, where we find Norman, Joey, and Jeannie.
Hey, let's ask them where we can find some senators.
Oh, well, there's a man. Let's ask him. Hello, mister.
Hiya.
We just came to Washington. We have to go someplace in an awful hurry.
So who's stopping you?
We don't know exactly where to go.
What's the matter, you lost?
No, we came to Washington to get something done.
You're lost.
No, we ain't lost. We got important business. We're going to see a real senator.
Big deal. But, look, if you're looking for senators, why don't you try those buildings over there?
Thanks, mister. I hope we'll see you again sometime.
Yeah, likewise.
I still don't know what Gerard was doing in Washington. But the children were there on business, vital business for the children of the world, and finally they came to an important government building.
Hey, Norm, maybe this is the place.
Yeah, it says, Senate Committee. Let's go in.
Yes, what is it? I'm a busy man.
Well, sir, we're from PS 58.
What congressional district?
Huh?
I said, what congressional district? Third, fourth, fifth?
Oh, we're from the third grade. Miss Horton's our teacher.
Horton? I don't know any Miss Horton.
Gee, didn't you ever go to school?
Of course I went to school, but that was 40 years ago.
Oh, Miss Horton must have been there then.
Now, listen, children, you just can't come walking in here. After all, this is the government.
Yeah, I know. Government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, that's pretty good. Do you know who said that?
Yes, sir. Miss Horton.
Anyway, children, what can I do for you? I'm a busy man.
Mr. Senator, we came here about Christmas.
Yes. We don't think one Christmas a year is enough. We'd like to have Christmas every day.
Christmas every day? Why, that's completely modus operandi. It's unconstitutionally mandamus. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
What?
You don't like it. But, Mr. Senator, we want Christmas every day.
But I tell you, children, it's utterly and completely and ab- Absolutely. And the question before us at this moment certainly is before us at this moment.
The senator spoke for 1 hour, which was that senator's way of saying no. But the children weren't discouraged, and they began to pick up a lot of support. One newspaper headline said,
"Kids claim cloakroom quorum."
One paper quoted a minority opposition to the Christmas Everyday group with the headline,
"Anti-kids block. Blocks, kids, blocks."
And a cabinet member was very discouraging.
But, Mr. Secretary, we want it awful bad.
Ridiculous, absurd, flagrantly unconstitutional. Undoubtedly a priori any pro of us. Now, what do you say to that? Now, I can stop that. Right now. Oh, please, you can't. You're just trying. No. All right.
And so the children's lobby made progress, and on the air, one commentator reported it something like this. Good morning. Tonight, the news from Washington concerns the United Nations delegate from Russia, who is, I understand, Russian. Meanwhile, the children's lobby is making considerable progress in Washington, and it looks very much as if the president will... Good night. And finally, late on the next day...
Hey, Norman, let's try this place. We haven't been here.
Okay, Joey. Let's go up the steps.
Oh. Welcome to the White House, children. Is there something I can do for you?
Well, we'd like to have a law passed.
I know just how you feel.
This would be a very popular law.
Well, I feel this way about it. You can please some of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time, but you can't please some of the people any of the time.
If you pass this law, you'll please all of the kids all of the time.
All right. I'll do it.
Ah, there's good news tonight. There's a little light burning in the White House tonight. And there's something about the sight of a white light burning bright in a house that's white that makes a man want to shout out so all the world can hear. Ah, there's good news tonight. Little children are rejoicing tonight, all over the world, tonight. And I've just been handed a flash, and it says, good night. And so, well, everybody's done it now. That's how many for me, two or three? About three. And so the law was passed, making every day of the year Christmas. And there were great changes throughout the land. The George Washington Bridge was torn down to make erector sets. The Ford assembly lines converted overnight to making four-door tinker toys. And on the stock market, the flexible flyer went up and down. You needn't have really. That was quite... Every poor little girl had a mama doll, and every rich little girl had a mater doll. Uncle, that was a good one. Uncle Don was on the air 26 hours a day. But did it make boys and girls happy? 1 year later, and the children have had Christmas every day for a year. Once again, it's December 24th, and the same two little boys are talking.
Hello, Norman.
Hello, Joey.
What have you got there?
A sled.
How many sleds you got?
364.
Me too. How many footballs you got?
364. How many roller skates you got?
728.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, Jean. What do you got there?
Oh, another old mama doll.
What's its name?
Ditto.
Hey, here comes Santa Claus again.
Well, hello, children. see what I brought you?
Nah.
I got the best sled in the whole world for you.
You said that yesterday.
But this one's got fog lights and ashtrays and a radio and chromium bumpers.
I got that kind.
I know. But this one is a convertible.
I don't think I want it. But thanks anyway.
Oh, now don't make me take it back to the North Pole again. You know what we agreed, fellas? No returns.
Okay. Put it on that pile over there.
Well, fine. Goodbye. Merry Christmas.
Santa.
Yes?
How about not coming tomorrow?
Not come tomorrow?
Yes. Why don't you skip tomorrow and make it a holiday?
I'd love to, children. My feet are killing me. But you know, it's Christmas every day. It was your idea. See you tomorrow. It's Christmas, you know. Ooh, those bells give me a headache. Think I'll put in a buzzer. Bye.
You know, kids.
What?
Maybe if we talk to the president again.
Yeah, maybe we ought to. You know what?
What?
I think it's definitely a priori and absolutely e pluribus.
So, they talked to the men in Washington again, and the law was repealed and changed Christmas back to once a year. And all the kids were happy again. And the story has a moral. First, you can get too much of a good thing, and second, it's not necessary to have Christmas every day to act like it's Christmas every day. And there's another thing that I did mean to tell you. Merry Christmas.